Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Oneview Healthcare PLC Annual General Meeting. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Joe Rooney, Chairman. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Rooney, and I'm very happy to welcome you as Chair to the 2021 Annual General Meeting of Oneview Healthcare PLC. In accordance with the company's constitution, I have been appointed by the directors to act as chairman in respect of this AGM. Let me begin by introducing my fellow board members. With me in the boardroom is James Fitter, Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director, and Helena D'Arcy, the Company Secretary. Joining us by telephone are Nashina Asaria, Independent Non-Executive Director, Dr. Lyle Berkowitz, Independent Non-Executive Director, and Michael Kaminski, Independent Non-Executive Director. The company considers the health, safety, and well-being of shareholders and colleagues to be a priority and therefore continues to implement government restrictions on the measures advised to minimize the spread of COVID-19 in relation to the holding of this AGM. It is therefore necessary to hold today's AGM with limited attendance. As laid out in the notice of the meeting, we have asked people not to attend the physical AGM and to instead avail of the established and existing proxy voting services in order for your vote to count, to take the opportunity to submit in advance any questions you would like addressed at this AGM, and to avail of the teleconferencing facility to listen to the business of the meeting. Thank you for all your cooperation in these difficult circumstances and for your help in ensuring that the company adheres to the government's restrictions and the health authority instructions. The time is now after 7 a.m. in Dublin. Under Article 54 of the company's constitution, the quorum for this meeting is one person. As I hold a valid proxy appointment, I can confirm that the quorum has been validly constituted and the meeting may proceed to business. The purpose of today's meeting is to consider the resolution set out in the notice of the AGM sent to shareholders on the 1st of October 2021. But first, I hand you over to James Fitter, who would like to spend a few minutes reviewing the progress made since the last AGM and give a business update. Following that update, I will move to shareholder questions and the formal business of the meeting. James?
Terrific. Thanks, Joe. So firstly, I'd just like to draw shareholders' attention to our regularly filed 4C that was filed last night prior to the market opening and obviously in anticipation of today's annual general meeting. And we'll draw attention to the operational highlights that have been detailed in the 4C. But specifically, I'd just like to reaffirm the outlook that we shared in writing last night. After having spent the entire third quarter in the United States meeting with existing and prospective customers, the company is confident that the value proposition of bedside technology has been significantly enhanced by the pandemic. Nursing efficiency and optimization are clearly key pain points for hospital leaders, and empowering the patient to help manage their own care through functionalities such as electronic meal ordering, service requests, have become increasingly critical as it removes non-medical and potentially lower priority tasks from what are already overstretched care teams, enabling them to focus on the delivery of quality care. Oneview's inaugural nurse user group meeting is scheduled to be held in November, and this will focus on opportunities for our technology to continue to positively affect nursing workload. It's very clear that financial budgets of existing and potential new customers have been negatively impacted by the pandemic, and slowed both the number of RFPs and the conversion rate for a number of opportunities in our pipeline. Operationally, patient flow is much more time sensitive, increasing the importance of safe and on-time discharge. Hospital priorities remain fluid, but OneView has observed that deployment of open, scalable, real-time technology platforms at the bedside is a key consideration and will assist our customers to cater to the rapidly changing hybrid models of care. We continue engagement with existing customers and opportunities for expansion of the OneView platform across more beds and transitioning to cloud enterprise. And as we've mentioned before, we've had a very positive response from existing customers looking to migrate to cloud. We've been actively assisting customers by providing executive workshops focused on e-sitting, virtual care, and enhanced patient experience initiatives for a US-based customer, and are also undertaking a paid consultancy role in the planning study for a large not-for-profit Australian customer. Whilst I was in the US, hospital operators, both large and small, have shared their current experiences, learnings and frustrations, and the common refrain is that hospitals consider that they need to invest in partnerships that provide patient monitoring, experience management, accessibility, health equity, and operational augmentation solutions to enable staff to be more productive while also meeting their patient experience goals. This goal clearly aligns with the value proposition of the OneView platform, which via our partnership strategy allows for the delivery of virtual care, including patient monitoring by remote staff, as well as enabling autonomous monitoring in the future with computer vision, a field of artificial intelligence which enables computers to derive meaningful information from digital video streams. And I just encourage all shareholders to review the financial highlights that are also contained in the cash flow report. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, James. Shareholders were invited to submit questions prior to the commencement of this meeting by post to the company secretary, together with evidence of their shareholding. As of 7 a.m. Dublin time on the 24th of October, the final date for receipt of questions, no questions have been received. Before we proceed to the formal business, I will pause to take any questions from shareholders on the resolutions before the meeting. I will remind those on the line that the purpose of today's meeting is specifically to consider the business of the resolutions contained in the notice, and therefore questions are limited to these matters. If there are any detailed supplementary questions, please direct them in writing to the company secretary at the company's registered office as per the investor relations section of the company's website, or by email to cosec@oneviewhealthcare.com. Please address your question to me, and if I cannot answer it, I will direct it as appropriate to one of my colleagues. Are there any questions from shareholders on the resolutions before the meeting today at this time?
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no telephone questions at this time.
Thank you. As there are no questions, I will now move to the formal business of the meeting. I will take the notice of meeting issued to members on the 1st of October 2021, including the details of each of the resolutions, as read. There are 22 resolutions to be considered at this AGM, full details of which are set out in the notice of the meeting. These resolutions shall be voted upon by those shareholders present today in person or by proxy. In accordance with Article 61 of the company's constitution, as chairman, I hereby demand voting by poll. Of the 22 resolutions being voted upon today, 19 are ordinary resolutions, which in order to be passed must be approved by a majority of 50% plus one vote of those voting. These ordinary resolutions are identified in the notice of meeting. The other three resolutions are special resolutions, which in order to be passed must be approved by a majority of not less than three quarters of those voting. These special resolutions are identified in the notice of meeting. Every ordinary shareholder or CUFS holder present as a nominated proxy of CDN shall have one vote for every ordinary share or CUFS of which he or she is the holder. I now demand that each of the resolutions listed in the notice of the meeting is put to the meeting by way of a poll. As chairman of the meeting, I have been appointed as proxy in respect of 247,963,588 shares, representing 57% of the issued capital. No other proxies have been appointed, and there are no other shareholders entitled to vote. The proxy vote instructions delivered have been verified by the registrar's Computershare by reference to the register of members, the CUFS register, and a list of authenticated voting instruction forms received by the company. I now cast the votes in respect of those 247,963,588 shares in accordance with the proxy vote instructions. No further votes are to be cast, and I declare the poll closed. I confirm that all of the resolutions before the meeting have been passed by in excess of 86% of the votes cast. The full result of the poll, including the total of the votes cast for and against the resolutions and the abstentions, will be published immediately through the Australian Stock Exchange and on the company website tomorrow. That concludes the business of the meeting, and I would like to thank you all for your attendance today.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.